Every Wednesday night at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Justin Katz joins us on the line. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. How you doing?
How goes the battle?
Well, it's not bad. You'll be happy to hear, based on what you've been talking about, Commissioner of Education Deborah Gist told me last night during an interview that she thinks there's enough money in the Rhode Island school system to fund all of the programs that are necessary. So that's one area that at least hopefully we can at least stay the same for a while.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I saw the article in the paper today about some of the stimulus requirements that could possibly endanger us getting federal money, because if you don't keep a certain percentage of state funding towards education, then you have to actually pay back the stimulus money that you use to keep education funding to where it is.
Well, there's all sorts of things like that. In Tiverton, one of the things we're watching is the school committee is trying to build $2 million worth of stimulus money into its permanent budget with local funds. And that was a predictable outcome of a big lot of federal cash.
Into its permanent budget?
Yeah, well, essentially, they've got, and this probably happens in every town, they've got aid that comes in as general aid, and they tell you about that. Then there's another stack of cash that they call it restricted,
right,
essentially for a particular person. Purpose.
Right.
This year coming, there's over $1 million lost in that restricted money that we haven't been told it about. But it just happens to coincide pretty neatly with the increase that they're trying to get out of the local taxpayers. And I brought that up with Commissioner Gist last night. The video, by the way, for that interview is on Anchor Rising right now. And I wasn't able to get her to condemn the local school committee, but we're working on it.
So what? Where was this interview? Was it pre-scheduled? Did you catch her out at an event?
No, I requested the interview and went into her office to get a sense of where she stands on things. We're kind of at an awkward moment, because we're talking about reform, but we haven't tried to implement it yet.
Right.
The rubber will really hit the road when she has to face down the forces in Rhode Island, all of these special interests, and tell them, no, this is how it has to be.
Which is why all eyes are on Central Falls, because it's kind of the first implementation of the actual reform that the president, through her, has been, kind of thrown into the mix here, and we'll see what happens with that.
Right, exactly. Well, although one of the things I did ask her about was, since we didn't get the first round of Race to the Top funding,
and there's
been a lot of emphasis on getting union buy-in
as
a prerequisite to the second round, I asked her whether that gives them a stronger negotiating hand. Of course, she said, no, we were always wanted to be open and friendly with our union. Again, it's something we'll just have to keep watching, but it gave a good baseline.
We'll absolutely have everybody check out AnchorRising.com and watch that interview with Deborah Gist, Commissioner of Education here in Rhode Island.